Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chafav, as we get back into the new cycle, and Chaf Hey Amid Beis. We'll start towards the bottom of the Amid. We're talking about truthfulness to Esav and to letting them know and protecting oneself. But we'll pick up a couple of lines from the bottom. Maisa b'talmidi Rabbi Akiva shayacholchem l'chziv pogu bohem listin. Amru lahem, la'anatam ochim. They met robbers. Where are you going? Amru lahem la'akko. We're going to Akko. Kimish yigil l'chziv pirshu. But once they got to Ksiv, they already separated off the road. Amru lahem talmidai, miyatem. Amru lahem, talmidai Rabbi Akiva. Amru lahem, ashur Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav. Shalapaga behen adam rame olam. Right? They had the strategy that to protect themselves by giving a little misinformation. Rabbi Menashe. Havi Azel LeBeiturta. Rav Menashe was going to Beiturta. That was the name of a place, Rashi says. Pagu Beganvi. Certain Ganavim and robbers met them on the road. Amrule, La'an Ka'azlis, where are you going? They asked. Amr Lahen LePumpadisa. He said to them, Rav Menashe said to them, I'm going to Pumpadisa, which is a further place than when he was really going. Kimata LeBeiturta Parish. Right, when he got to Beiturta, he already went off the road. Amrule Talmide, the Yehuda, Amrule Talmide, the Yehuda, Rama'at. They said, you must be the student of Yehuda Rama'ah, the trickster. Right? He was a Ramai. Amar Lahu Yadisule. He said to them, do you know him? Yehe Rava Delevi Hano Inche Bishamte. Right? If you say something bad about him, you're calling him a Ramai, you should be in his curse, Bishamte. Right, what does that mean? We'll see in a second. Let's just finish the story. Azlu, Abdu, Genevta, Esrin, Vatartin, Shlin. They went and they continued their occupation of Geneva for 22 years. Velo Etzlichu. And they weren't successful. It was a long time not to be successful. But for 22 years, they tried. Kiva the Chazu, once they realized they were not successful, also Kulu, Tavu, Shamtayu, they were Tovea, their Shamta, meaning they came back and they wanted to get forgiveness and to get rid of the Shamta because they realized that it's this Shamta, it's this curse, the Bach changes it to Delishri Shamtayu, they want to be Matu, their Shamta. Vahavi Behu, Chad, Girduna, there was one weaver, Telo Asa, Lishruye, Shamte, that didn't come and ask forgiveness to try to get rid of his excommunication, Achla Arye, and a lion took care of him. Hayna Damri Inshi, this is what people say, Girduna de lo Taizan, a weaver that does not have any anava. He has a lot of azus. Rashi says, boshes panim. He doesn't have boshes panim, right? One of the three midas the Gemara says in Yevamos of a Jew, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomli Chasadim, didn't have that busha. So a Girduna de lo Taizan, Shasa Batsa Mishani, right? A year will come out of his years, right? He's not going to make it. Tacha, it's good. And then the Gemara just ends off. Tachazi ma ben ganvi bavel, the list of Eretz Yisrael. You see the difference between the ganavim of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, right? You see the, Rashi says, the ganavim of Bavel, they were the ones that met, Rav Menashe. They were nispakru, lecharef adam gadol, right? They blasphemed and disgraced the Rav Yehuda, while the list of Eretz Yisrael, they met Rabbi Akiva earlier, they were Mesaper B'Shivcho. And even though they were Putzim B'Ganeva, right, Rashi Lo Diacha Shivcha Shal Eretz Yisrael, even the robbers, even the Ganam of Eretz Yisrael, are very, very special. Okay, a couple of points to mention on this. What does it mean, first of all, his Cherem? That the Rabbi Menashe says, you're saying something bad about him, so I put you in his cherem. So the Mefarshim say, maybe that's connected to the Gemara in Adarim, on Daf Nun, where there was a story about Rabbi Yehuda himself, that somebody made fun of his Rabbi. Here you have Menashe, Rabbi Menashe, somebody made fun of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara there in Adarim, Daf Nun, you have the story that a woman made fun of his Rebbe. Ahi da'asi l'kameh Rabbi Yehuda minahar da, l'dina, v'schayevis min dina, right, and the Nun Amabez, and she was found guilty. Amrale, Shmuel Rabcha Hachi Zanan, will Shmuel your Rebbe judge like this? Amarla, yadafle, you know him? Amrale, in, she says, yeah, I do know him, gutsa v'rava kresa, he's short, he's got a big stomach, ochem, he's dark, v'rava shine, big teeth. Meaning some type of very vulgar comments about his Rebbe. Amar la levizuye kasis. You came to here to be mevaza him. Tevia he itza b'shamta. You know, I put you in excommunication. Paka v'mesa, and all of a sudden she burst and died. Right, so that's, you see, the curse of Rebbe Yehuda comes true. That's why here the Rav Menashe said, you know what, you should be in his curse, because that curse works. That's the that'll work for here. That'll work for here too. Number one. The other point to mention is, why? How did they dafka know about Rav Yehuda? How did these robbers know? Are you the Talmud of Rav Yehuda? So that's a discussion here in some of the Achron. And the Ben Yehoyada says that the they knew hadakara hachi kiilu pashutu etzlam kach. Right? How do they know? Because of another Gemara, you have to have shas on your fingertips to have some of these suggestions. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Zayin. Amar le v'Rav Yehuda mashi leva achil. Amar le bar mine the Rav Yehuda kivan de misukan hu afilu b'Shabbos nami shari le'me'eved le. Right? The Rav Yehuda sometimes had a type of illness and he needed to be fed certain foods. Rashi says there, Misukan Ragil Ochso Bumis, Vitzarach Lecho Macho Matuktov. He needed some sweet foods. Nimsa, Rav Yehuda Havi Ragil Ochso Bumis, Ve'elu Atipshim, Lefi Daitam HaNifsad, Hayu Choshvin, Masha Omer, Rav Yehuda, Sheochso Bumis, Tamid Baramos, Osezos. They always thought he just wanted some good sweets. Kadeshi Yavolo Yavilo, Ma'achalim Rabim Mitukim Vitovim. That's what they called him Ramah. So when they saw this student, Rav Menashe, do it, they said, oh, you're tricking just like Rav Yehuda. That's why they mentioned that. And there are other suggestions given also for why they thought Dafka it was Rav Yehuda. I saw here in the Birei Adaf. There's another suggestion. Let me just find it. Here, they said Beis Turta was the city. It called in the Medrash. This is from the Yalkut Meiri. Shemekivan Sherosh and Nifne Lelech Beturta. Beturta Hainu Beitar Shenikres Bemedrish Beis Tor. Turta's from the connected to the word Beitar. Just Beis Tor is like Beitar, Beis Turta. The Ha'ir Beitar, that was the place of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And we know Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Psachim Dav Gimel, that he was able to set up the person who was faking, the non-Jew, who was taking some Karman Pesach, and he was boasting about it. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira set him up and said, you get from the tail. When they saw their Menashe acted with his chachma to mislead them, they're like, oh, you must be acting his kirulo maisa debutum betera sherim es apoches kamosa. Right? Just like you, that guy was tricked, so too you're acting like that. Okay. That is, a couple of the other suggestion. The final point to mention is, why Dafka is it 22 years? Why do they last so long? For 22 years, they didn't realize it was because of the curse. Dafka 22 years. So the Maharsha says, right here, we find 22 years as a time period. It's a unit of time. Right. We know that from Yaakov and Rachel, right? Nikru Yamim Achadim. Shkabe Rivka. Sha'amr li Yaakov. Yashavti imo Yamim Achadim. Right, Rivka tells Yaakov, you'll be over there finding some wives with my brother for Yamim Achadim. And how long did it end up being? 22 years. Menesakiv Sham Chav Beishana. V'al Derech Zeh Nikru Chav Beishanin Yamim Mu'atim. Right, and that's why 22 years. That's why he says it there. After 22 years, that's Yamim Achadim. Now they realize, okay. And then he says also, by Kahu Uvta de Binyamin HaTzadik. Perakama de Baba Basra. Also, the story of Binyamin HaTzadik. V'alkein hani gan v'inami kishelo etz atzlochu b'shanim ke'elu asu tavu shamtayu. What's Shimon HaTzadik? And again, you have to have shas on your fingertips to remember. Where else do you have 22 years? That's the Gemara in the first parak of Baba Basra. And Daf Yud Aleph, Tanya, Amru Olav al Binyamin HaTzadik. Shahim Mamune al Kupesh al Tzdaka. He was the Gavai. He was appointed on the Kupesh al Tzdaka. Pamachas boz isholafanav b'shnei batzores. One time a woman comes in front of him in a famine year. Amralo Rebbe Parnaseini. Please, I need Parnasa. Amar Laha Avoda, I swear. Shein Bakupa Shotstaka Klum. There's nothing here. I wish I could give you. Amralo Rebbe, she said, Rebbe, it may not come a Parnaseini. Hare Isha Vishiva Baneha Mason. I'm telling you, me and my seven kids, we're going to die. We have nothing. Amar, the person of Parnasa Mishalo. He opened up his own pocket. Sure, he didn't have much. Whatever he had, he gave to her. Liyamim Chalav and Atalamus. Sometime later, years later, he got deathly ill. He was about to die. Amru Malachei Asharis Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Ata Amarta, Kol HaMakai Nefesh Achad Bisro Ki Lukiyim Olam Ale. Right? You say, Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah, that if somebody makes alive, keeps alive one soul, it's as if he kept alive the entire world. Ubin Yamin HaTzadik Shechir Isha V'Shiva Baneha. Ubin Yamin HaTzadik kept a woman, eight nefashos, Yamos Yamus b'shanim mu'atos halalu will die in these yamim mu'shanim mu'atos. Miyad karolo gzardino, then his gzardin was ripped up, and Tana, hosifalo eser mishtayim shan al shenosaf. He got 22 years. So therefore the Maharsha says, oh, you see from here, 22 years is yamim mu'atim. So once he got 22 years, then it wasn't yamim mu'atim anymore, and therefore that's why Dafka, these robbers, waited 22 years. The Gra, classic Gra in the Kol Eliyahu in Parshas Re'eh, Why Dafka 22 years? What does that have to do with Staka? So the Gra quotes that the Gemara says in Maseches Sota, right? If the woman has the schus, one is tole. One is tole 3 months. 3 months. So 3 months is a, schus. That's one Gemara. The Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Babasar Daftes in those sugyas says, if you give pruta to an ani, you get 6 brachos. If you're mefayi, so bedvarim, if you give it to him nicely, you get 11 brachos. Right? It quotes the sources there. So 11 brachos. 11 brachos. And each bracha is 3. Right? 3 months. So that means, let's say, the schus, putting these two Gemaras together. A schus is 3 months, and 11 brachos, and each bracha is a schus, that's 33 months. 33 months times 8 people who he, Binyamin HaTzadeh, kept alive, that equals 264 months, which is 22 years. That's the grub in the Kol Eliyahu that teaches us why Dafka 22. But that's the Gra right here, and that's the Marsha here, who connects those two, the story in the Torah, in Parshas Toldos, of Vayu B'yenav Kiyam Vayetze, Vayu B'yenav Kiyam Achadim, and the story in Baal Basra Dafyun Aleph, the 22 years of Binyamin HaTzadik. Good, we continue. By the way, the lion ate him up, by the Ben Yoyadin, just in the next piece, once we had it open, why not a snake? Right, a snake is usually poris gedish kind of nachash. If you go against the Rabbanon, there's a snake. But he says no, it's a reference to Yehuda, Gur Arya Yehuda. He was making fun of Yehuda, so that's why Dafka it was a lion. Okay, and then we see the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael. New halachas, right? Also, this whole besechta is about Jew and non-Jew relation, or Jew and idolater relation. So, the Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman, should not be a midwife for an idolater, because she will then help bring a child into the world that will be an idolater, right? And the Meiri here says, Kedarka Bakodesh, as he says in 5 times in this besechta, this does not apply today. Remember, this is talking about the society where it was idolatry and bestiality and all the terrible things that took place all the time. But here, says the Meiri, it doesn't apply, right? Says the Meiri said this back, or if you remember, on Daf Tesvav, when we spoke about the same Mishnah that had Revi'ah and Shabbos in it. And so to here, the Meiri says, don't think that these Mishnayos, some of these halachas apply to the people around us, right? You always have to remember when we're talking about the non-Jew halachas and when we are talking about the others. Says the Meiri. Again, I think we read this on that base already, but this is where it is, so I'll read it again. Harbe ra'inu shemispalim al shebizmanim elu ein adam nizhar midvarim elu klal. Right, what is he talking about? He's talking about the birthing, the giving birth. That's where this Meiri is. The anuk far bi'anua, we've already said it, but we'll say it again, because he said it again. Shem kulam lu'umos ha'kdumos, shalohayu geduros bedarki adatos, ve'enadukos umasmidos, ba'avodas ha'elilim, va'kochavim, va'talos manim, shekol elu v'chayotzi ben heim ikari avodazara, umikamakom. So that's why none of these halachas apply today, because they're not in that society. Umikamakom, linyin chashash iser shabbos, v'isachash iser machalos, umishtos, kayayin nesach, v'stamyenam, v'shar iser madomim la'elu, Shinesru Bahana, Hain Shinesru Bahila, Hain Oyotam Chazoli Mishash Chasnus, Kalum Shabbos Bo, right? So when it comes to those other halachas that don't have to do with the idolatry, or the chash of murder, or the chash of Mishkav Behema, all of those are, there's no chilek. Okay, so that's again the Meiri's important comment here, but again, that's also discussed in Yaredeya, in Kuf Nun Dalid, Sif Beis, right? All of these halachas about nursing and mialedes. So the Shulchan Aruch also relates to that issue as well. Okay, maybe we'll read that soon. But first, let's read the Mishnah. So a Jewish girl should not be a midwife for an idolatrous woman because you're bringing a son who is going to cause major problems into the world. The Rishonim also mention here that this is different. Well, let's just finish the Mishnah. But the opposite is okay. An Oved Es Kochavim can help out a Bas Yisrael. Part one. Part two. That was about birth. What about nursing? Bas Yisrael lotanik benosh Oved Es Kochavim. A Jewish girl should not nurse the child of an Oved Es Kochavim, because again, you are She is going to keep him going and to serve a life of you know, all of the terrible things. Aval oved es kochavim meinika benasha Yisrael bershusa. But oved es kochavim can do it in the house of the Yisraelis, because then she can keep an eye on her and they won't lead to issues of murder. Good. There is a discussion here again in the poskim whether one would be allowed to help the Oved Es Kochavim become pregnant in the first place, right? That's the step earlier. Here we're talking about nursing and we're talking about birth. What about becoming pregnant in the first place? So the Bedek HaBayis in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva of the Rashba. The Bedek HaBayis. Kasa Baruch Haschayim B'Shem HaRashba B'Tshuva. This is the end of Kufnun Dalin and Yaradeya. Rofe Yisrael. Mutter Lazos Refuah L'Nachris. Kidei Shetazaber. Mishum Eva. Kemosha mutter lam yaledes, right? Eva, we'll see in the Gemara. Eva, everything is mutter. The making them pregnant and helping them birth. V'chein heyet al harambanzal she'asa hu ba'atzmokein. Rabban was a doctor. V'ani matzasi kasuv she'kasuv lo Rabbeinu Yona al ma'isa zeh. Rabbeinu Yona and the Rabban were cousins, right? Rabbeinu Yona wrote about this ma'isa. Tavo lecha bracha she'ata marbe zaro shel amalek. Sarcasm in the Rishonim, right? This is quoted right here in the Beis Yosef. So in the footnotes here, in the Hagos Ha'aros, in the tour, he quotes, what's the difference then? Why should that be a problem? Right, the Gemara talks about Mialedes, right, Mishum Eva, as we'll get to in the Gemara Beth Hashem soon. So why should making it pregnant in the first place be different? So, Hagos Ha'aros says, Ha, Techomur, Mialedes bischar deshari kasa b'shira kneses agadola mikiva de mialedes ino osa shum gidul avodazara shekvar himu beres veino osa ela shem akavelas avla. The baby's coming out. The baby's gonna be born. So you're just catching the baby. Okay. V'davar kazeh mi lo yodea v'rabos banos benos hagoyim yodos melechas amialedos v'yavshalotim sasham mialedes goya yishnashim har baby term tavo alein amialedes v'yaladu. Right. People get babies even without you. You're not really doing much. Aval ba'ose refuos kideisha tisaber hari kamosha ose nefesh achas umegav avodazar. That's mamish creating. That's worse in a sense. That's worse in a sense. Number one, and that's why mialedes is more mekel. Or number two, inami shiny mialedes kiva shiitiru bischar mishum eva I efshar shalotase malachta kitikunam bnei shahanoshim ondos al gaba. There are people there. There are women there. Right, there's in a hospital. Avo ba'ose refuos, or in their house. Avo ba'ose refuos kadesha tis'aber. Efshe lo shelo itin lo refuos hamu'ilos li'ibur. Umiyomar lo matase. Kiven delav kuli amayadi mahena trufos hamu'ilos lozeh. Who said that's not public? Who said that's going to work? And therefore that won't be mutter mishum eva. Good, in terms of trying to have a baby. We mentioned the diak of the achronim on that Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the questions that we're going to be asked, La Asilavo, or the statements that were going to be shown, right, Asata Vanatata Be'emuna, Kavata Itam HaTorah, Asakta Be'Piriya Verivya. It doesn't say Kiyamta Piriya Verivya. Asakta, we have to be Osek, because it's not Tokar Shbaruch Hu, really, the gift of a child, but it's Asakta Be'Piriya Verivya, the Asek. And then the question is, how much is that mechuyev? You know, we live in a time period where there's a lot of ways that if a husband and wife cannot create a child in the typical way, in the usual way, so there are other ways to create a child using in vitro fertilization, artificial insemination, all the different sugyas. The question is that a chiyev? Is that a reshus? Is that allowed? All the different poskim discuss that. But again, part of it is the diuk there. It says a sakta b'virivirivya, not kiyamta, because some of it is out of our control. The other issue on the second part of this Mishnah, the major machlokas harishonim here, is on the end of the Mishnah. So the question is the status of a milk of an ovedes kochavim. The status of Ogre Nevesko Chavim. So what is that? Is it mamish considered treif? Right, it says, Bas Yisrael, Lotonic, Aval Nevesko Chavim, Meinika, Benazizol, Pirshusa. So she can nurse a non-Jewish, a Nevesko Chavim woman, a wet nurse, can nurse a Jewish baby. Pirshusa, as long as it is in the house of the Yisraelis, right? Because otherwise, Rechoshi said they're going to kill the baby, right? It's that time period. Is this only Mutter Mishum Sakana? Meaning, is the milk of an Ovedes Kochavim, does it have the status of non-kosher, and it's only Mutter Mishum Sakana, or no? So that is a machlokas Rishonim here. The Ran quotes both opinions. The Ran here, Zayin Amud Beis, in the Daf Harif, the Ran first quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. De Mehash Aminan, De Aser Lahanik Benasha Yisraelis Menakusis Ela B'Makam Sakana, Kibbehema Timea. It's like a non-kosher animal. V'achinami masha b'tosefta. The Shabbos, he quotes Raya's, right? Like a tosefta in Shabbos, ein yonkim and akusisum and abhema temeya. V'yish bin sh'omer, devade hachiyu kushta de milsa. T'chalav kut is lo mishriel b'macham zakana. U'shvaisin d'hachinami b'macham zakana mairi. And that's what we're talking about here. And we're going to get to some others. He goes into, how could you be mako? But either that is all number one. That's Rabbeinu Hananel. But, says the Ran, a couple lines later, aval harash bazal. But the Rashba says, Kasav de Medina Cholav Akusis Mutter. It's really Mutter Maker Adin. Kivan da Asikna, Beperak Afal P. Since we learned in Ksubis, the Cholav Mahalche Shtaya Mutter, the milk of people, who, creatures who walk on two. That means people is Mutter. Minatesi, Shehi Asur, Shehi Yoter Asur, Cholav Kusis, Michalav Shal Yisraelis. What's the difference between the two? The Gemara doesn't give any impression that it's a Chiluk. Ella, lefi shemi midas chasidus hu shalolonik michalav kusis. Why is there a lechanchila midas chasidus? Not because of treif, but because lefi shetivon shal Yisrael rachmanim baishanim, as we just quoted. There's a teva. Av chelbon megadol teva, kayotze bohen. The milk has in it the spiritual DNA. Mishum hachi, arivu le kusis. That's why kusis is put with behemoth tmeya, not because halacha, but because more meta. Ava loshi he dinan shavesh behemoth tmeya aser min adin. The kusis enu ela midas chasidus vachanami muchach b'medrash. Then he says even muchach in the medrash in Shmos Rabbah. How many times does the Ran quote a medrash? The end of Psachim, he also quotes a medrash about Maimon Har Sinai. B'medrash ve'elu Shmos Rabbah. The Amrinan v'karasi loch isha meinekas min avrios. Miriam says to Basia Basparo, I'll go get a midwife from the Jews. V'chiyasr ha'yalol Moshe linach michal of mitzris, tzlokein, tanina, avokusis minika benosho Yisraelis bershusa. The Medrash quotes our Mishnah. Ela lama amra kein lafisha echzarto lamoshe al kol ha'mitzrios, lohanik oso pasal eskulan. They tried. V'lama paslan, amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, peh she'asid ledaber imi, yinach min mitzris. Right, the pair, the mouth that's going to talk to me, should nurse from an Egyptian woman. That's the Ran, quoting the Rashba, that it is mutter meikar, it is mutter meikar adin when it comes to a chala mitzvah. And that's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya. And Sivin Pei Aleph quotes that Rashba, right? The Shulchan Aruch slashon is chalav and mitzvahs kechalav Yisraelis. It's mutter. Umikal makam layaniku tidek when a mitzvah is a mesher of Yisraelis kechalav avedes kechavim metatim alev umolud lo teva ra. Right? That is the Rashba that we just saw quoted here in the Ran. And we mentioned very often maybe not enough, but Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Ha'ara in Parsha Shmos. Wow. That's in Shulchan Aruch? That's for Moshe Rabbeinu. What is that doing in Shulchan Aruch? There's a Midas Chasidus because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, Peh, that's going to be Medaberi, me, it's inappropriate. But why did the Rabbah quote that Rashba, quoting discussing the Medrash? What does that have to do with me? That has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Mina lon shekein hadin etzal kol echad ve'echad. V'chi kol echad asil ledaber im ashchina? What do you see from here, says Rabbi Yaakov? U'mavur mizeh limed gadol be'inyan achinuch. Shetzarech ha'av litein labanav. You see from here that the education that the parents have to give to the children. V'hainu shelakol yelet katan yisikui ledaber im ashchina. Every child we have to look at as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. Amazing. V'lachein tzarech lios kolinyin b'chinucho b'madrega kazu shal asa daber ha'mashchina. He's not going to be Moshe. It's okay. I don't have to teach him so much. I don't have to send him. I don't have to be so careful. No, every child is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. A potential asa daber ha'mashchina. V'zeo ma she'tzrichim l'skar k'shaboyim l'vchar chinuch b'shvil ha'yiladim b'kdusha uvitara. That's the amazing Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes Liakov, Shmos, Perak Veiz, Pasik, Zayin. Okay, so now we get into the details of the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah spoke about being miyaleid, helping give birth, and nursing. And again, remember, this whole Gemara is about applying to idolatry, and where there's a chash of living a life without any morals whatsoever. Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Bas Yisrael says the Tosefta. Bas Yisrael lo tiyaled es avedes kochavim. Right, the Jewish midwife should not help an idolater woman because she is going to bring a ben into the world. And the opposite, it shouldn't happen, says the mayor, because the Ovedes Kochavim midwife is chashuda on shvichas damim. And therefore, we would rather that not take place because that is the that is a chashash of murder. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chom omer Rabbi Kochavim Yeladz Zabat Yisrael v'zman she'achir is omedes al omdos al gaba. The Chum say, no problem. The Ovedes Kochavim could help a Jewish woman have a baby if there are other people around because we're not worried about anything. Avolo ben ol beno, I'll agree with you in private. So, Rabbi Meir says even in private, Rabbi Meir omer afilo achir omdos al gaba, namilo. What, even in public, Rabbi Meir was an aser. Right? Why is that? I would have answered that. There are other people around. The zimnin, the manchale, yada, aputa, v'katale. She could quickly, without anybody noticing, putting her hand on the forehead and push down somehow a soft part of the skull and kill that way. V'lo miskazi, and she won't be noticed. And therefore, that's why Meir is worried, even in public. Kiahi itza, like the following woman, Tamar lechaverta. There's a woman that said to her friend a big insult, called her a Jew. Molda yudayasa, bas molda yudayasa. Right, the Jewish midwife, right, Amrale, she's got upset. Nefishin bishta dahi itza. You should have an ayin hara. You should have a curse on you. To come ashpilna minayu dama ki ufya denari. You know how much blood of Jewish babies I have on my hands? You know how much, like the blood that could run into a river. So you see, says Rabbi Meir, that she boasted of how many babies she killed, and therefore that's terrible. So you see, it's true that she could do that, and that's what the mayor says, even in where other people are around. Rabbanan says she was just being sarcastic. She wasn't serious. Amrlei lohi b'milsa ba'alma hudu kimta. Right? She didn't really mean that. She was just saying it, but she didn't really mean that would be the case. Shaila in the poskim also here is discussed in Kufnun Dalit. What about an ovedes? Even in those days when it was aser, what about a mumchis? Ovedes kochavim mumchis, would that be allowed or not? Because we have the principle of uman lomara umnase. Sometimes we have in various sugyas that an expert doesn't want to lose her license, her reputation, and therefore, you know, they won't try anything. And there's a chazaka that you can assume behavior. Right? The poskim talk about this, or Moshe has a tshuva about a taxi. Yichud in a taxi, a woman going into in a taxi at night, a taxi taking her to the mikvah. The Ramosha, so the husband should go, but let's say there are other kids at home, the husband can't leave. So Ramosha talks about this and that in this context, that an uman, he doesn't want to lose his license. If she starts complaining that something happened in the taxi, then he's going to lose his license. Uman lo mar umnase. Or you have it by a doctor's office, so hilchas yichud, you have it there. So here too, Shulchan Aruch says, kufnun dalet. Ovedes kochavim lo tiyale li yisraelis ben olaveina afilu imimumchis. So the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Even if it's a mumchis, why? Why? Why is that different? The Shach and the Taz here discuss. Why is the difference between a doctor? We have in the next sim, in a Kufnun Hay, we have doctors, which Beis Hashem will talk about on tomorrow's daf. So why is this any worse? So the Shach and the Taz both say, because here, very commonly, there are stillborns, there are babies that die. So here, even if she's an expert, there's a way that she could kill the Jewish babies, and still not lose her reputation. Says the Shach, Klomar, V'lo amrina until amar es nafsha, kidla kaman simen kufnun hei, berofe mumche, v'kasav hatam, demialedes yichol lomar nefelaya, v'kihai gavna. So he says, that's why, and the Shach leaves it, b'tzarachian, the Taz also, v'lo dami l'rofe, t'hacha lomar es chazaka shalash, t'hucha lomar nefelaya. The Pesachet Shuba here is Machalik. He quotes the Shuba's Beis Yaakov. So maybe there's a difference between a doctor, we might call it a specialist, versus somebody who has general knowledge about all areas of chachma sarafua. The aser b'mayaledes afilu hi mumchis airi be'ena mumchis rach l'mayaledes v'lo l'dvar macherim mishum hachi mara nafsha. But mayaledes chachma in general mutter the hasam airi shi mumchis gam l'dvar macherim. It can be a difference between the different types of mumchios in the different contexts, but again, there's different types of chachma regarding. We've quoted in the past in the Hakdama of the Pas HaShulchan, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, the Talmud of the Gra quotes that the Gra was an expert in all chachma, including chachmas botany and chachmas musica, all different types of chachma, and he wanted to become a chacham in chachmas hanituach, which just means the anatomy. So he said, he wanted to go and study it. He wanted to go to medical school and become a big doctor. Not become a big doctor, but at least to learn that chachma. And the Yisrael Mishkal, of course, his father didn't let him, because then if he would become, if he would know all that chachma, then he'd be the best doctor in the world. Then he'd have to spend his time saving people's lives. And there are other people to do that. There are Efshar al-Yachirim. So his father said, you know, stay being the gra. And that's why his father didn't let him study that chachma. That's the story that's quoted in the Akdama of the Pa'as HaSholchan. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Bas Yisrael lo tanik. Right, Bas Yisrael, now we're getting into the nursing. We spoke about the Leda, now we're getting into the nursing. Tan Rabbanan, Bas Yisrael lo tanik b'nash, lo vedes kochavim. Bas Yisrael shouldn't be nurse a child, lo vedes kochavim, reishim agadelos ben, lo vedes kochavim. Lo vedes kochavim, lo tanik es b'nash al Bas Yisrael, reishim chashud ha-shvichas damim. So, a Jewish baby shouldn't be nursed because there's a murder chash, and a non-Jewish baby shouldn't be nursed because there is a chash of, there's the issue of bringing that child into the world. Devar Rabbi Meir. Chom omrim, ovedes kochavim minikas b'nashol bas Yisrael bezban shecheres on the sagaba. Right? Ovedes kochavim can nurse the Jewish baby. There are other people there. We're not worried. Avalobein alavina, but not in private. Rabbi Meir, omer afilo acheros, omdos algaba, namilo. Rabbi Meir says that even if there are other people there, there's a worry. Why? How could they, if there are other people there, how could this woman, this midwife, this wet nurse kill the Jewish baby? Maybe before she comes in, she's going to put some poison on her breast outside. So when the baby nurses, the baby's going to die. But the poison was put on outside. And that's why nobody's going to see it inside. And that's why there is the chash. And Remeir says, even if there are other people there, you still have this worry. And we need the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, both by birth and by nursing. Vitzricha. Diashmina mialedes. If you only had the first case of birth, piahi kamir rabbanan deshari. That's where the rabbanan matir dulo efshar, because it's not possible for her to do any funny business. Mishum da achiras roososo, because there are always constantly people there. And what's she going to do? They're keeping an eye on her. Avominika de efshar de shayfale sam ledad me avroi vekatale. But here dafka, she can put the poison on outside, and then that we kill the baby. Ema modi le Rabbi Meir. Maybe in that case, they will agree to Rabbi Meir, and therefore, that's why you have to say the case of the nursing also. And if you only had the nursing case, Rabbi Meir, maybe only there Rabbi Meir said that there's a worry to Asur, because that's where you can put the poison on outside. But by Mialedes, Delo Efshar, that there's maybe nothing's going to happen, there are other people there. Maybe they would agree it's mutter. He would agree it's mutter, like the Rabbanon. Sricha, that's what you need. The first case also. That's what you need, both cases, and therefore there's a machlokas by both. Good. Viraminu, 1 second. What about the following case? Alessio Astira. Yehudis miyaledes, ovedes kochavim bischar avalobachina. A Jewish midwife can help the ovedes kochavim have a baby as long as she's getting paid. Bischar avalo bechinam. But what do you mean? If the issue is bringing a baby in of Ovedes Kochavim, so why should it be mutter? Right? The Mishnah doesn't have any chilukim. So I'm Rav Yosef. Yeah, that's a chiluk. The Mishnah says it's aser, and here it says it's mutter. I'm Rav Yosef. Bischar shari mishum eva. The Mishnah is talking about doing it for free. But the Braisa is talking about bischar getting paid for it, and that is mutter mishum Ava, Mishum, keeping the relations, that you're not going to take care of this even if I'm going to pay you? No. So that would cause difficulties in the relations between the Jews and the non-Jews, and that's why this Isser Durabanan would be allowed. We generally do not allow Isser Daraisa for Ava, but for this Isser Durabanan, we would allow it. And Rashi quotes that the Mishnah is talking about Bechinam. Mishnah is talking about Bechinam. The Mati Yilishtamuti, the Memer, Tsuchani Lishchar Mizonosai. If you're not getting paid, how would that not cause Ava? Because you could say, I'm sorry, I'm running, I have to go do that. You have to make money. So people, the Ovedes Kochavim understand that. But if I'm paying you, if they're paying, so then that would be Ava if they are not in that, if they are not involved. Good. Says the Gemara Sava, Rabbi Yosef Lameimer, Olu di Ovedes Kochavim b'Shabsa, b'Schar Shorei Mishum Eva. Rabbi Yosef thought, even on Shabbos, it should be mutter to get paid Mishum Eva. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, no, for that, you wouldn't have to go that far. Yachli Lameimer La, Right, he could tell her, Didon de Menatri Shabsa Mechalalina Alayhu. We keep Shabbos, so we're Mechal Shabbos for ourselves. Didchu de lo Mintri Shabsa lo Mechalalina. But you, who don't keep Shabbos, lo Mechalalina, we're not Mechalel for you in that regard. So this is a huge discussion in the postkim here about Eva covering even Isuri Daraisa. Tosfos discusses, Sav Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Olib Shabbos Beschar Shari, Temel Rav Yosef. What's the Rav Yosef? What's the Havamina? The Saka Daitach the Shari. What's the Havamina that it's Mutter? Ulabayanami, the Mishani the Leka Eva, Mashba Haika Eva Shari. Eva, right, Rav Yosef sounds like it's Mutter Lechachila, and Rav Abaye says, Misham Eva, Hechi Sharina, Misham Eva, Milsa Disbe, Issa Daraisa. Right, if it's just Misham Eva, how do we allow an Issa Daraisa? Right, it says in Shmona Shratzim, it says in Shabbos, Hoshit Yodalmir Ibehema, helping a birth happen, is an Issa Daraisa. It's Oker Davar Migidulo, it's a told of Gozes. So how's that Mutter? So Tosfos says, well, maybe she's already, it's not an Issa Daraisa. Tosfos comes up with an Ukimta, Yoshevas Alamash Bershavar Nekar Latzes, the baby's already on its way out. It's just continuing and helping it out. Would not be an Issa Daraisa. Inami kivan tekololo chadasha pasku gidulav, or even if it didn't start coming out, once it's old enough, it's also considered not Daraisa, because it's not oker davar migidulo, because it already got enough. But either way, this is a big discussion in the postkim. Again, it's interesting, in the various hundreds of years, you're seeing where, how the postkim write, already in the times of Chassam Sofer, and the Mishnah Berurah, and Moshe Feinstein, different contexts of how it is that Lamaisa, seems like Lamaisa, there is Chilul Shabbos, even on a Daraisa level. The earlier postkim were against, they weren't living as much, could be involved, but again, this is a big discussion. Again, we're not passing it at all, Lamaisa now. Just to mention, the Pische Tshuva quotes the Achronim here in Yoredeya. Besides Hilcha Shabbos and Arachayim, but in Yoredeya and Kufnun Dalet, he quotes from the Chassam Sofer and others. Just read you one line. He says, "Lehilchasa yishlismoch al Ramban biyahi uvda v'yikav benida didon mutter afilu b'Shabbos demay de lesbe mishum chilul Shabbos." Right, there's no chilul Shabbos. Dahainu b'yoshevus al mashber shekvar akar havlad va'amnan lachtocha tabur. Right, to cut the umbilical cord. Shu malacha daraisa mitetzave lo'ovedes kolchavim habria. Try to get someone else to do it. If there's a real shash, so you might say, in the larger sense, that this could really, if the post could say, in the larger sense, that could be bad for the Jews, this is what you do. If again, a big discussion in the postgame about this discussion. You know, it happens. You know, the Hatzalah has Shilas. Hatzalah gets a call and they see really it's not, it's from a certain neighborhood. So again, Lamaisa, there's legal issues, there's medical issues, there's ethical issues. Again, very fascinating discussions, but that's important from this sugya. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Savar Rav Yosef Lame. Again, this is only for people, by the way, not for animals. Right? There can't be chol Shabbos for an animal on a daraisa level. Right? The animal's the animal, but the only extension that one might have is for Eino Yehuda. Savar Rav Yosef Lame Mar Anuki Bischar Shari Mishomeva. Rav Yosef says also the Isra of Hanaka in the Mishnah is Mutter Bischar Mishomeva. Amalei Abaya Yachlu Lame Mar. Why, no, she could say, e pinuya hi, there are ways to get out of it. And not having to do it. If she's not married, binal and suve, right? She could say, I want to get married. Right, I want to get married, so what does that have to do with anything? So she could get married. What does nursing have to do with that? So the Achronim say that there are a number of effects that the nursing have. Right, the Dina Dechaye says, number one, Meinika Osekas b'malacha hanachsheves b'ini anashim l'malacha b'zuya. They won't want to marry her, because what? She's nursing a baby. Or number two, it itself is mema'et the heirayon, and she won't be able to have a child. That we know. Nursing often is a form of birth control. And number three, mikima chateshi b'beis nachris lahanik yechshev lezona. Well, this is chati nima, right? She's hanging out in the non-Jew's house, and that's another reason. So all this binyan tzubeis, therefore she doesn't want to do it. And he issues, is she lo ka mizdahamna bapi gavra? Right, if she's a married woman, my husband's not going to be happy with this. So there are ways, Rabbi says, that there won't be Eva in this case. So Rav Yosef lameimar, ha'detan yodhi kochavim, v'roi behim adaka lo malim v'lo boridin. spreading out to a new sugya now. Related, Rav Yosef said, that which we learned in the Brisa, that idolaters and Roy Behemadaka, hardened criminals, that are not looking to repent at all. Lo malav lo maridin. Right? We don't bring him up from a pit if they fall in, even though we won't push him down. Asuke bischar shari mishameva. We would bring him up. We're going to pay for it. So again, Rav Yosef, three times, said mishameva, something that we would have thought is also his mutter. Armale abaya yachal omar lo. Oh, Rabbiya could say again, no. He could say, Koi Bria Igra, my son's on the roof. There's a way to get out of the Eva. I gotta go save him. Inami, Nikita Li Zimna Lebe Dor. The government is waiting for me. I have an appointment. And therefore it's dangerous if I don't show up. So in both these cases, Rabbiya was not saying that you can't rely on Eva for a heter, but there are ways to get out of it and it won't be Eva. Sounds like fundamentally, if it is mamish, the issue of Eva, then even Rabbiya would agree. But he's just saying you could look for other excuses. Period. Tani Rabbi Yavo Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Once we brought this up, let's talk about it. These idolaters and Roy Behemadaka and hardened criminals, these shepherds of Behemadaka, Lo Malin, Velo Moridin, we don't bring him up from the pit, we don't put him down. Aval, Haminim, Vahamisoros, Vahamumarim, but these types of categories of heretics, or heretics, Mesoros, informers that put other Jews' lives in danger and actually have caused Jews to die, Vahamumarim, Hayu, Moridin, Velo Malin. Those we would even actively get rid of, because that's basically we would say is Rodev. Armalei ani shone lechol aveda zachicha. L'rabo says amumar v'at amar hoya maridin. I say this is the brayse that Rabbi Yochanan learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I say that there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda when it comes to amumar v'at amar hoya maridin. And you're telling me that we can't even get rid of him? Isn't it a kavah chomer? Right? If you can return his item, then obviously you return his body. So sami mikan mumar. Okay, take mumar out of this. Brisa says, Rabbi Yavo, Volishti le kadma mumar ochal nevelos at the avat kadma mumar ochal nevelos lahachis. Why do you have to answer that? Why do you have to delete it? Why couldn't he just be mechalik between two types of mumars? There's a mumar ochal nevelos at the avo, and he just has a taiva. He can't control his yetzahara. He can't control, he loves this nevela. He's not against Hashem. Or that you return his lost item. But a mumar lahachis, right, dafka to anger Hashem. So that's why wouldn't he be mechalik like that? Kasavar, it must be Rabbi Yochanan holds, Ochal Nevelos Lahachis Minhu. It must be, if somebody eats the Nevelos Lahachis, that wouldn't be a Mumar, that would be a Min. And therefore, you still would have the problem that Rabbi Yochanan had with that Brisa. Good. Stop there for a moment. Tosis points out here, interesting, it seems like from the Gemara, that there's a Kavachomer from physical to financial, right? If financial, you give back, so then for physical, for sure. So Tosfos has a line in the middle of Tosfos Ani. What about Rivis? Tosfos says it's possible that you would be able to take Rivis from them, but it's also to give them Rivis, right? They are still a Jew. A Mumar is a Jew, and therefore they're obligated in all mitzvahs, and therefore there is an Isra of Lifnei Iver, because taking Ribbis and giving Ribbis, everything involved. So you're not allowed to give them Ribbis because of Lifnei Iver. They would be violating taking Ribbis. But you are allowed to take from them Ribbis because they are not called Reacha in that regard. And just like you can take Ribbis from a non-Jew, because it's not something evil, as we discussed in the past, it's just business, right? So then but it's just that you don't treat them, everybody, like your family. So too, this Mumar would be in that category. That's what Tosfos says in the middle of Ani. Umutu likach lehem ribis, avo bisha asur litin lehem ribis. Mishum lo tashich, umishum lifnei iver. Mikomakom kiva de'enata mitzuva lachyoso, enach mitzva, encha mitzuva lahalvoso, below ribis. To lo karina be vechei achicha imach. Interesting, as quoted, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Kuf Nun Tes, this is our Hilchos Ribis, a couple of halachas, a couple of simanim later than what we were just talking about, after Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, it goes right into Hilchos Ribis. Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, just fine, Kuf Nun Tes, Sif, I just skipped the page, Kuf Nun Tes, Kusim, Yeshlam Din Mumar, La Avodas Kochavim, Hakara Meilam Din Mumar, Masu La Avosam Ribis, Vesach Lamash Asu La Avos Mehem Ribis. Tinok she nishba lebeinotzi lochavim veini odaya mitarat Yisrael klal dina kikara vas lavos lo berivis v'chei mumeres lavodas lochavim sheish lan ben min avodas lochavim shaben hariu kamoa. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Again, I don't want to go into the details, but that's the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Ribis. Simi Kufrin Test talks about people who mumar. I'm sorry that I was reading Siv Gimel. Siv Beis. It's Siv Beis. Mumar mutter lavos berivis. Va'aser lovos mimenu beribis. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes like this Tosfos. Mutter, you can lend with ribis, but you can't, you lend from him. You can't pay him ribis. And the Ramah says, v'yish machmir unach memur lavoso, v'tov la'achmir v'efshe l'shem mimenu. It's tov la'achmir. But that's the, not, it's Kufnun Tesbeis, again, quoting like Tosfos. And the, Rambam quotes these halachas about, Mumar and Min, but remember from here, all of these halachas, the Chazon Ish is the most important makor in the sugya. Again, a much quoted Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shechita in Yaredeya, that all of these halachas about Malin, Vlmaridin, all these halachas don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Vinira says the Chazon Ish, De'ein din Moridin ela Bizman Shashkachaso Yizbarach Giluya, only where Hashkachas Hashem is apparent. Kimo bizman shayu nisim mitzuyim umeshamish baskol. Where do you have these halachas where somebody denies God with miracles going on every day? Vitzadike adar tachas hashkacha pratis hadiris lein kol. Everybody sees hashkacha. Vakofrin oz hu benilosis miyuchedes. That's a certain brazenness in front of God. Vahatayas hayetzer latavas vefkeris. Vaoz hayabir risham gidro shel olam. There, Uviyata Rami Kirbecha was important. Shakol Yadu, ki Adachas Adar may be Peronis La'olam, who may be Diver V'cher V'rav V'olam. Their acting and the way they're acting is going to bring tragedy to the world. Aval Bizman HaHelam, Babizman HaZeh, where we're in time of Helam. She Nichrisa HaAmuna Midalas HaAm. Ein B'maisa HaRada Gedr HaPirtza, Ela Hosafas HaPirtza. If you act this way towards those who are not believers, that's not closing up the Pirtza, that's causing a bigger Pirtza. Shiu B'neim K'maisa HaShchasa V'almos Chas V'shal. They're just thinking, we're going to think that we are racist and bigots. V'kivon Shekal Atzmeinu L'takein. And since our whole Mahus is to fix, Ein Adin Noeg B'shash Ein Bo Tikun. And here's his line, V'aleinu L'hachziram Ba'avosos Ahava. We have to bring him back in with ropes of love. Ulaha amidam bekeren ora and stand them in the light. Bimashu yadenu magas. That is an amazing Chazon Ish. Beis Tezayin in Hilchos Shechita in Yaredeya. So that's the Lamaisa element of all of these halakas. Vaiter Itmar says the Gemara. Mumar. What is the status of a Mumar? Pligi Ravacha Ravina. Chad Amar Letziavon Mumar. Lahachis Minave. Right, Rav, one opinion says, if it's a mumar l'teyavon, just for taiva, so then he is called a mumar. Lahachis is called a min. It's a worse type. Rashi says that afkamina is that a sefer Torah that a min wrote, you have to burn. V'chad omar, afil lahachis nami mumar. And the other opinion says, no, both mumars are called mumars. Ela ezio min, what's a min? Zeha ovid elile kochavim. If you worship idols, right, we'll get back to that. Meisvei, achal parosh, echad, o yitush, echad, arizim mumar. If you eat a flea, if you eat a mosquito, you're a mumar. So, why would people eat a flea? Not because they really like it. Does anybody have a taiva for a flea? V'ahachat l'hachisu, it's l'hachas v'tari mumar. So you see, it's l'hachis. Isn't that a riot to one kasha on the other? Hasam boy, l'mitam daimed isurim. No, maybe not. Maybe it's someone who dreams about eating isurim. I don't know. I would love to know what it tastes like. I know, it's a little disgusting. But I'd love to know what it tastes like. Interesting, they have to find that. Right, the Gemara says in Chulin, that for everything mutter in life, everything usser in halacha, there is something that is mutter also. Right? The Gemara Kuftes Mbeis, remember that Gemara about Yalsa. Rav Nachman's wife asked him, Kol da usser lan rachmana, sharva lan kavase. Everything that's usser in the world, there's something that's mutter. Right? Blood is usser, but the liver is mutter. Right? Because that's like bloody. Nida dam tohar. Chalav behema, chelav behema, chelav chaya. Chazir, pig, mocha de shibuta. Type of fish that tastes like a pig. Gerusa, lishta de kavra. Ashes ish. Grusha b'chaye b'ayla. Eishas ach yevama. Kusis yefas toar. Right, all of these isurim that have a parallel heter. Be'ina lemechal bishra b'chalba. So she said to her husband, I want to taste basa b'chalav. So he gives her the kachal. Gives her the udder of the animal. Right, taste this. Right, this will taste like basa b'chalav. So either way, everything, so you have something that's mutter, but I guess this guy in our Gemara didn't want to wait and find something. He wanted to taste the flea. So it could be that that's also a teyavon, no kasha. Omar mar, vaiter, hayem orid, den avalo malin. So what? Certain people, they used to be morid by the meanim, mesorzana and mumarid. They were morid and not mala. Hashta achuse machtina, nasuki mi boy. What do you have to say? So both phrases. If you're morid, of course you're not mala. So three answers. Omar of Yosef, Abar Chama, Omar of Sheshes, lo nitzorcha, shem haisa mala, babar, migarara. Right? Maybe the case is, the chiddush is that, let's say somebody went down and there's like a ledge to get out of the pit. So you could scrape the ledge and say, you know what, I don't want my animal walking down in this pit and getting stuck there, so I'm sorry, I'm scraping the ledge. So in that way, that's the enomale. If there's a rock, my animals need to walk past here. So you push the rock, and the rock happens to be put onto the pit. Ravina Amar, Shemaya Sulam, Misalko. If there's a ladder, you take it away. Amar, Bina Lachuse Bri Meikra. I need to get my son down from the roof, and therefore I need to take the ladder. The Ritva says each one is saying a bigger chiddush, a more far-fetched possibility, but this is all allowed. And again, this is allowed only in these times where these were people that were nuisances, not just nuisances, but dangers to society and undermining the Dvar Hashem. Remember, the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Shuvah goes through all of these categories of Rishayim. The Rambam says, just at the beginning of the discussion, the Rambam says, the following people do not have a chelik in Olam Haba, but they're Nechrasin, Va'ovdin, V'nidonin, Al-Goldo, Risham, Min, Apikaris, Kofar Batara, Kofar Betchias Amesim, Kofar Bias Goel, Mishumid, Machtie Rabim, Parshim Inarki Tzibur, Osa Averis Biad Rama, Moser, Matile Ema Ala Tzibur, Shofche Damim, Baale Lashin Hara, and Moshech Arlaso. Gimel, Vav, and Hilchos Shuvah, and then the Rama goes through each and every detail of these items. Okay, we'll have to stop here.